So, Nick, talk to me about this sport. I believe I've seen it, on maybe on TV. I think maybe some European countries might do this. Street luge.
Yeah. Street luge. It's not a whole lot different than ice luge, except we're on the road, and obviously we're on wheels instead of blades, and you negotiate the track as quickly as you can without crashing, and yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Right, because you sort of see how they're you're kind of going down the hill, right? And you're kind of but you're right near to the ground holding on, right?
Yeah, so we ride an aluminum or a steel, sometimes they're carbon fiber board. Some of the guys have between, they can have as little as four wheels. Some guys have eight wheels on their board. And yeah, you sit about 2 inches off the ground, and that's about it. And by leaning your body left or right, that allows you to turn. And when we're racing, we generally race in four-man heats for however many heats is required. Sometimes there's 12 racers and sometimes there's 30 racers, so the brackets can be pretty big. Sometimes we race Le Mans style, which is where you place your board on the road, all the racers stand at the side of the road, and when the starting marshal says go, you actually have to run to your board, start paddling like hell, and you all race together all at the same time. So you could be on the road with 16 other racers all at once. So it can get a little hectic coming into turn one.
Wow, yeah, just imagining all those people all making those turns. And I
Yeah,
understand, yeah.
there's a lot of bodies and there's a lot of traffic.
And you can go up to and even surpass 100 kilometers an hour, I understand.
So I'm not sure exactly what the speed record is currently, but I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 168 kilometers an hour. So just over 100 miles an hour.
Wow, that's I can only imagine just maybe the focus that would be required just to also stay safe in a sport like this.
Well, when you're on your board going down a hill and you're coming up on 110, 120 kilometers an hour, you get a bit of a sense of tunnel vision. Like the world around you is irrelevant. You're just focusing on staying on the road and getting down that hill.
Very cool. So this is coming up soon, the World Skate Games down in Argentina.
Yeah, down in Argentina. So.
And you're going to be there representing Canada. This must be really a thrill for you.
Oh, it's super exciting. I haven't done too much racing beyond Canada and the United States. So this is the first time I'll be traveling outside of North America. It's me and my teammate, Kobe Parks. We've in a championship race, the winner was the top two racers were deemed to be the representatives for Canada, and me and my teammate Kobe there, we won that. So we were chosen for to represent Canada in down in San Juan. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. And me and Kobe actually grew up together. We went to elementary school and high school together. So that's pretty cool.
Amazing. Now, in order to get down there, you're going to need to raise some money, I understand. So you got a GoFundMe that's going right now, and you're hoping to raise $2,500.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about how this funding will help you get down there.
So the plane ticket alone is between $1,200 and $1,400, and that would be a return trip. World Skate, which is the organizer, they organize your accommodations and your travel and somewhat your living expenses while you're down there, just so that everybody is in the same hotel and everybody has the same travel arrangements. So before you even get down there, you've got to pay them $800 to cover the hotel and bus fare to and from the hotel to the track. And anything beyond that is our responsibility. So, but yeah, it all ends up costing about at least $2,500. So not a cheap thing to go and do for a few days, but I mean, I think it's going to be worth it.
Oh no. Once in a lifetime. It sounds like to be part of the World Skate Games. Now you've been doing this for over 20 years, I understand.
Yeah. Since around 2000, that's when me and Kobe started going down this little adventure.
What sort of got you interested in this sport that is not, you know, not as well established as a lot of other sports?
Well, it was unique. It was exciting, and it wasn't that expensive. You could make your own board. It was very little maintenance. And, I mean, where else can you lay down on a board and cruise around at 120 kilometers an hour? I mean, it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
It's definitely worth the rush.
Great. Anyway, and so where can people go to find this GoFundMe?
So right now I'm being sponsored by Atkinson Home Hardware, and there's a link and a video there. And head on over to that website on their Facebook page. Check it out. You can click the link if you're interested in the sport at all, or you want to support a Canadian athlete, you can drop as little or as much money there as you can. Every dollar helps.
So you're going to be scheduled down there November 8th to 12th down in San Juan. Yep. So when would sort of be the deadline to contribute to this GoFundMe to help you get down there?
Probably the beginning of November. We're pretty much already committed to going down there as it is. So before the beginning of November would be good. I would just say the beginning of November would be the deadline.
Perfect. And you did mention Atkinson Home Hardware. They've kind of kickstarted the campaign in a way, it appears.
Well, myself, I'm not very tech savvy. It took me a little bit of doing to figure out even how this Zoom program works. But they've got a really good staff over there that are willing to help. And they're pretty heavy into the social presence. So that I asked them if they were interested in helping me out, and they jumped all over it. And they're kind of spearheading this whole thing. So they've been excellent.
Great. Well, Nick, hey, thank you so much for speaking to me about this. And I wish you all the best with this. This sounds really exciting.
Yeah. We'll let you know how I make out. I'm not too sure if they're broadcasting it on television. I have a feeling no, but there'll definitely be some videos posted on the internet.
Perfect. Yeah, I was kind of wondering. Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to watch this. But yeah, definitely, if there's anything, a place where we could just watch you, that would be, you know, a place where we could view a little bit of this. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we'll give a full feedback when I get back, and maybe on Atkinson's website we can post some links as well.
Okay, Nick, thank you so much for your time, and all the best. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Cream.